Beep, beep.
Hello, and welcome to the Introduction for Podcast But Outside, episode 197.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Cole. We recorded this at the DMV. We went back. We haven't been to the DMV for the podcast since 2020 or 2019. Yeah. I go once a week for my own stuff because I love it there. But for the show, we haven't been there in a while.
Now that our license are unsuspended, we went back.
It's a great episode. Awesome guests. The people at the DMV allowed us to be there, surprisingly. It was really, really, really fun.
It was hot.
It was a little hot, like sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of a sexy time at the DMV. Music this week is by...
Beep, beep. Oh, right. Pepe.
We used this song in 2020, and it's great, and it rocks, and we're going to use it again.
And you can find them on Instagram at spending time with another E at the end.
Okay, that's a good way to do it. And we have our live show. The next one on the 28th in LA, March 28th, is sold out. No tickets available. Told you about that. The next one is May 7th. That's for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. That's a very special show for us. Please come out. Tickets are slightly more expensive than we usually charge. They're like $25 because that's just the minimum they would do it for that festival. We're going to have a very, very special guest. As soon as we announce that guest, it will be sold out. So go buy a ticket now. It's a small venue. Every show we do there sells out. Sells out.
Souls out.
Souls out. Podcastbutoutside.com/live.
Happy we could use some new theme songs.
Yes.
Now that we're back.
We do need new theme songs. If you're a musician, make us a theme song. Keep it under 40 seconds and have the name Podcast But Outside somewhere in there. Okay, let's get back to the episode starting now. Tell your friends about the show. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. All that stuff helps a lot. And we have special bonus content on Patreon. So many fun stuff over there.
So many.
So many of them. All right, bye-bye. Man, I could really use a dollar right now. If only I could find one in the streets. Huh? What is that? There's a table in the streets with the blue sign. I was asked to sit down by some white guys. They seem really nice and quick to break the ice. They told me they call it the podcast, but my day after they light up on their age, and I didn't know until I watched it the other day. Passive aggressive, but not offensive. But I get my dollar now, I get to buy some chips.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Podcast But Outside.
This is the world's first podcast. My name is Andrew Michon.
My name is Crash Hirsch.
If you never heard or watched our show before, the whole point of our show is for me and Crash to set up this table and these chairs on the sidewalk at different locations in Los Angeles and beyond and interview random strangers who happen to be walking by. We have a sign on our table that says,
"Hi, be a guest on our podcast. We will pay you $1. Smiley face.
We're the only ethical podcast, the only podcast that pays its guests. And the only podcast... What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say whatever you were going to say.
Oh. The only podcast that's
here
at the DMV.
The DMV.
The DMV.
The DMV.
You say DMV?
Well, yeah.
I say DMV.
I don't call you A-N-D-R-E-W.
I've asked you to.
I don't.
We're at the DMV, and we've been here once before in 2019. It's been years and years. It's one of our favorite episodes from back in the day. Hi, how are you?
It's also one of the one of the first places we got kicked out of.
Yeah.
We set up here, and then they made us move way over there. But then a security guy came up to us and said, "What are you guys doing, a talk show?" We're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Awesome." I'm like, "Is that okay?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." I'm like, "All right."
And then they gave him a sticker.
But then I saw his elder boss, I guess is the work term for it.
Yep.
Talk to him, and it looked like maybe it wasn't okay.
But he
was like, "I'm just going to sit here and watch you guys." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, we are on city property. But to be honest, I would imagine the DMV is also city property.
That's true.
I would imagine they're both owned by the same company, which is called Glendale.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's an answer that I could look at online, but I'd rather not actually know. Who do you think owns the airport?
Hmm.
Like, is that a business?
Probably the
city?
The city.
Right?
Or the government.
Someone's got to own the airport. I mean, it's a lot of land, a lot of money, a lot of infrastructure.
That's government.
You think so? I think every airport is owned by local government.
Yeah. And then private airports are maybe owned by private individuals. Who owns the airports? Hi.
Hi. The DMV, I think, is a really cool thing because it's like a... It's an equalizer. Everyone's got to go to the DMV.
Everyone. Even celebrities.
Even if you're a celebrity, I would imagine you still have to sometimes go to the DMV,
right?
Look
at this flock. This is a huge flock right over here. Just look at the whole, like...
Yeah, it's all of humanity all at once.
Yeah.
That baby's going to get his learner's permit.
Wow. All right. Don't film him. You can sit down.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
You want... Yeah, you want to talk to us? You want to make a dollar? No, we'll give you a dollar. We have to. We're men of our word. Have a seat. Yeah.
Are you with her?
Are you guys going to the DMV?
Do you want to sit down too?
You don't have. You're welcome to if you'd like, but
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's room. We made room.
Oh, shit.
It's a narrow... Oh, you don't want... You want to be kind of alone?
Are you guys together?
No.
No. Do you know each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here you go.
It's my side chick.
Your side chick.
So no, I had to clarify. No, no.
You don't want to do that. Okay. All right. No headphones.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, do headphones. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Do headphones. It'll be great. Wait, what are you guys' names?
Stay.
Stay?
Day.
Day, okay.
Daytime.
Daytime. All right.
What's
what
your
about,
name?
What about you?
I'm Chef Boy Bones.
Chef Boy Bones.
I was going to guess that. I was going to guess that. So you guys are done at the DMV.
Yeah, we're done.
What'd you get done?
I got a renewal of my license.
Hell yeah, man. You trying to drive
longer. Was it expired?
No, I lost that shit.
Oh,
really?
Can I cuss on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's a free podcast?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I lost that shit.
Why? How?
I'm fucking a stoner.
Stoner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
stoner activities.
And were you just supporting him? You just supporting your guy? Your man?
No.
Your friend?
My ID was stolen. So.
Wait, she likes that. See, he went from man to friend. Yeah, like that.
Hold on, hold on.
No assumptions.
So you both know each other, and you both lost your licenses.
Mine was stolen.
Well, stolen, but you both don't have them. So you both, did you schedule a day like, I have to go to the DMV, I don't want to go alone, we should do it together, and you picked the same day, or how'd that work?
I was like, yeah, my scammer friend stole my ID, I need to go renew it. He's like, me too, I got to go renew mine.
A scammer stole your ID?
Yeah, my scammer.
Did they take up your whole life?
No, yeah, you have your own scammer. No. It was my friend who happens to be a scammer.
Your friend stole your
ID? Sure stole my ID.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are they Why? How do you think this?
Well, because they mentioned that they're a scammer. So then when my ID went missing, I was like...
Did you confront them about it?
No.
Why not?
Because the ID was expiring, I guess.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I was just like, I'm going to go get a new ID.
Are you still friends with this person?
I am.
Huh.
But you don't want to talk about it with them?
No.
Why? Are you averse to conflict?
No.
Are you?
No, we fight all the time. No.
We fight all the time.
No, I don't think. No, I just don't think that, you know.
It's worth bringing up.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to lock my credit. And, you know, people are just scammers. You know, there's people be out there scamming. People, everybody has their scam. So you have to know your friends.
Mm.
So I just considered it. I could be, you know, in my head about it. Like, you know, she just mentioned that.
She scams.
You know, so.
How did she mention that? In what context?
Just but I want to point out, it's kind of a little bit sexist of you, Andrew, to point out that you thought it was a guy. Because scammers can be women, too.
No, I thought it was a woman.
You said he.
Oh, I assumed it was a woman. Yeah. Was it a woman?
Yeah.
No, I assumed it was a woman. All women are liars.
Fuck yes.
That's what I'm saying. So am I going to abandon all my women friends? Yeah.
All women are liars. Yes. Including my mother. She's the biggest liar I know.
You could get behind that.
I love you, Mom.
But I think that's interesting that you're still willing to be friends with her.
Yeah.
Is the friendship just that good, or you just go back long enough or something?
No, I was interested, I guess, in how she behaved as a person. So I was, like, interested. And so when my ID came up missing, I was like, there we go. So I was just
gathering
like,
more information.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, have either of you ever scammed anybody?
Fuck yeah, I scam people all the time.
How so?
Yeah, he's.
What do you do to scam people?
Number one scammer.
Hell yeah.
Scam City. I'm fucking scam likely. You know that number that calls your phone? You know who, you don't know who it is? You're scam likely?
Yeah.
That's I'm you. That fucking guy. Yeah.
Likely spam.
I'm the Instagram scammer guy. If you need views and you want to fucking go viral, you want to go from 0 to 100 real quick, we'll slide in my DM and I'll scam you and show you how to turn up.
Wow.
Run yeah. up.
I admire your scam honesty.
Scammers being are fun. Real. Scammers are like very interesting.
Yeah, huh,
yeah.
I
just scam in a different way, you know.
Yeah,
I scam, but it's like a legit scam.
Yeah,
it's like a legit scam. It's not, you know.
So wait, so you I just want to point out, you both look very nice today. You look put together. Did you do this for your photo that you have to take?
We didn't take a photo. It was a renewal.
Oh, just a renewal.
We're just drippy like this.
Oh,
yeah.
So I had to get a. I got a real ID recently. They took my photo.
Damn, no, I didn't get a real ID. I just got a renewal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. We're both in the fashion.
I was a little confused by the real.
You're in the fashion world?
Yeah, we're both in the fashion world. I'm a designer. She's a fashionista.
Oh, awesome.
She's a creator.
Can people buy your stuff online?
You can.
Where can they look for it?
Biff Bar.
You can go to clubbefore.com. That's KLUBBFOR.com.
Okay.
Or you can shop Drippy Merch, DRIPPYMERCH. ch.com.
Is this a good example of your of the style you're selling?
I just kind of put this on today. If you we were doing a drip check right now, I have nothing on of mine except these jeans.
But similar. Okay, the jeans are the most drippy part that you got on.
Yeah, so. This is, you know, just a regular ass.
Inside out.
Yeah. So did you make those?
I did.
Like, is that like hand? Like you did it all by hand or you designed them?
No, I made them.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
Is constructed the, upcycle.
Is the hole like in the balls part of it?
Nah, that's just having a big, you know.
Well, that's just pause. You just bust out sometimes. That's cool. That's
cool. This guy's looking through my hole right now.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.
Well, you're flaunting.
The camera.
Let me go in. There we go.
Wait. So how do you guys know each other? Through fashion?
No, I met this beautiful young lady here about 15 years ago in middle school.
Whoa, really?
I moved to the San Fernando Valley, I went to Millikan Middle School.
And damn.
I met this girl here, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and did you start, story. Are you guys, are you dating now or are you just friends?
He put the flower in my ear.
Okay, so you guys are dating that. A little bit. When did you start dating? In middle school or many years later?
With her, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm an honest guy. I've kind of like always had this weird crush on this girl.
Wow.
You know?
That is weird.
And I dated one of her. I dated one of her best friends.
Really?
And I feel like, you know, she was the cause of that breakup because of like some connection back then. But I don't know. I've always kind of had this weird crush. And
wow.
Yeah, here we are as grown-ups.
I definitely told her to dump him.
Well, really? You didn't think he was right?
I had that influence. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's crazy.
Because you wanted him for yourself?
Yeah.
Down the line, that's what it would seem like. Jeez. I'm going to say at the time. Uh-huh. He just wasn't right for her.
Okay,
you know. But he
I was right for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
15 years later.
Just, you know,
how did you make the move 15 years later? Were you just like,
we've always kept in contact.
Sure. But how do you transition into being romantic after so long as friends?
I mean, look at her.
I know she's beautiful, but I'm just saying, like, how did you make that move? How did you like, let her know your intentions?
Because
I feel like a lot of people don't know how to make that transition, you know, if they're friends with someone, but they feel stronger.
I think you just kind of get serious about a person, you know. I'm still working. I'm still, like, easing in that stage of seriousness, you know. We're just really taking it slow. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. You just get serious about someone. Okay. Just let them know your feelings, really.
You accompany them to the DMV.
Yeah,
flowers in their
That's
hair.
Nice.
Yeah, you know.
Do you think having the shared history of, like, having gone to middle school together and growing up together kind of makes you guys stronger as a couple?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of amazing because I feel like I've known her almost my whole life. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like it's easy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Do you live together?
No.
No, it's definitely a base layer of friendship. Yeah. Like a good friendship that can go in and out.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Yeah. This is kind of a loose situation.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And you work in fashion. Fresh. You work in fashion as well. In what capacity?
Yeah, I make clothes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, can people buy your clothes online?
Yeah, they can.
Okay. How can they find
usually
it?
Usually customs. It's Sensation.
Okay.
Yeah, Sensation.
How can you spell that?
Like Sensation, like Sensation, but okay. With an I,
with many
three
eyes. Okay.
The conscious, three eyes.
Because before I asked you to spell it, you acted like everyone would know how to spell
Sensation,
it.
Sensation, right. Yeah, because
you were kind of like, you know, just go to Sensation.com. No one's going to find that.
Sensation.com with three eyes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sensation with three eyes.
All four eyes if you include the one at the end, right?
Yeah.
I-O-N?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
four.
Yeah. I just say Sensation with three eyes because I feel like people, if you know, you know.
I
and
hear
I
you.
Want you to know.
Oh, you want
know,
cool
so
people
I
to
know
buy your
you
shit.
Know, you know? Yeah. Well, it's definitely not for
rich
everyone. It's not for everyone.
Is this
a
good example? Are you wearing anything from your line or no?
This is my DMV fit.
Okay. So it's not really your kind of style.
Yeah.
So much. But it's stylistic. But it's not the kind of stuff you make.
Yeah. No. I make like.
She can't make the stuff she make outside.
I can't wear what I would make outside.
She can wear it.
But
really?
It's like exotic.
It's too like
dance
sexy
wear.
Or something?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exotic dance wear.
Anything for men?
Not yet.
No.
What about really open-minded men?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's like yes, yes. Okay, cool. Definitely for men. I say it's a sizeless, genderless brand.
Okay, got it.
What do you guys do for fun?
Eat?
For fun?
Yeah. Like, how do you spend your weekends? What's like a Friday night for you?
I'm a workaholic.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm really working. I'm on like work guy, work and sleep.
Yeah.
I don't really go out and do too much. But work and sleep.
Same.
And be a dad.
Yeah.
You're a dad?
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
I got one. I got a son. He's 8 years old.
8 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How's
that
going?
Shout out Legend.
A Legend? Is that his name?
That's his name.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Fatherhood's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, what have you learned from being a father?
I've learned to wrap it up.
Oh, to not get people pregnant?
Yes. Yes, be ready for it. I was a baby having a baby. You know, yeah. I just feel like you.
How old were you?
I was 24.
That's young.
That's young.
Yeah, I was young, you know.
Yeah.
Still figuring it out, you know. I just feel like it's a, there's no really time, you know. Like, there's no time to get ready in parenthood. I just feel like,
wow.
You know, when it happens, you get ready. It's kind of like when you have that baby. So.
Are you on good terms with the mama? Okay.
You make it work.
We make it work. We co-parent. It's complicated. We do co-parent.
Good.
What is Legend into these days?
Why?
Why?
Why, yeah. That's what he's into. He's asking why everything.
Oh, he just wants to know.
Let's go to school, son. Why?
Okay. He's curious.
Hungry, why?
That's a good question.
Why? He's curious.
Yeah. He's just a kid, man. He's into cartoons, and he's actually in Fortnite. He's in tech, too.
Mm. Oh, cool.
He's, like, in his phone. Well, I'm in my phone, so I kind of raised my son off on the phone, which I never wanted to do, but, yeah, he's a tech kid.
Sometimes you got to do
does
it.
Does he think what you do is cool in terms of fashion?
Yeah, because I kind of dress him, but he's more like, I do other stuff on the internet too, so he knows me more for the other things.
What
that
do you
I
do on the internet?
A whole bunch of weird stuff.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
You get weird on there?
I get weird on there, yeah. I pop my eyes out.
I can see your eye.
I used to do that. I retired, though. I don't do it anymore.
Well, is it bad for you or something?
No, I just don't do it anymore.
Mm. My dog's eye popped out once when I was giving him a bath.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, but he don't do it anymore either.
Your dog's badass.
Yeah. Wait, so how'd you learn you could pop your eyes out?
Shit, man. That's a fucking crazy story.
Your eyes look like they've been popped out a number of times.
Yeah. About 2,467,814 times.
Has it changed the way they look because you popped them out so much?
Nah.
No. Mm. They were always like that.
Yeah, I've always had big ass.
Always had big ass eyes. Yeah. Wait, how did you discover you could pop them out?
Go follow me at Chef Boy Bones.
Okay. Chef Boy Bones.
On Instagram and TikTok. I got videos on there explaining the whole
really?
Story.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Is it the thing that Wendy Williams was born with?
Is she born with?
She has something with like an eye bulge type disorder or something where like her eyes bulge.
No, I'm going to look into it.
Through that now. Yeah, I remember I was.
I just got the Chef Boy Bones syndrome.
Oh, Chef Boy Bones with a Z?
With the Z.
Oh, damn. You got a lot of followers, my friend.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to have a lot of followers in this world.
You got to look at the eyes popping.
Yeah,
like
you do.
I gotta see it.
This world is weird. It's ran by the internet, so.
Yeah.
Are you monetizing your internet presence?
Yeah.
Because selling merch and stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, your eyes are going crazy
and scamming
in videos,
people,
man.
Too.
Look at his eyes right there.
Oh, my God.
This is awesome.
I'm not scamming anybody, by the way.
No, you're awesome,
I don't
man.
Scam anybody. If you do need good promo, slide in my DM. I'm going to take care of you.
It's really funny that you build a whole internet presence on your eyes popping out. This is cool.
Yeah, so that's what I do now. I actually show people how to monetize their social media platforms, how to actually become a content creator, how to make money off of using your social media. A lot of people have social media, and they get to a certain plateau, and they have all these followers, but they're not making any money. So having a million followers is great. Having a million views on your videos, it's great. But if you're not getting $1 million in your bank, well, nobody fucking cares.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm trying to help people more into, putting the dollars behind getting the views.
So is the secret popping your eyes out?
No, the secret's not popping my eyes out. You know, the secret is just being myself and learning the platform and learning the algorithms.
Yeah. What's your favorite platform? Or what platform have you found most success on?
TikTok.
Yeah.
I grew to a million followers in 30 days. I have 7.6 million on that platform right now.
Whoa.
But I grew to a million in 30 days of, you know, just grinding. Mm-hmm. The eyes, of course, was, you know, had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But, like, back to it. I was doing views before eyes. Yeah, the eyes just kind of, I integrated with what I do. But
And are you making money from TikTok directly or from brand deals?
Brand deals, and I make money from TikTok directly. They pay me. They're one of my partners.
We have a big TikTok,
shout out
too,
TikTok.
But we never make any. Tatted. We never make any money on TikTok.
Well, we're not in the creator fund.
You're not in the creator fund. Well, you got to be in the creator fund. You got to be going live.
Oh, we got to be going live.
Yeah, you got to be going live. Live is a big thing. If you're not going live and battling people every night, where you're losing out on money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've heard of that, the Jason Nash style.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Does it hurt when you pop them up? Is it uncomfortable?
No.
Can you see more? Can you see more?
I can't.
4D.
I can see. Yeah. I got the Chef Boy Bones vision when I pop my eyes out. But I don't do it all the time because it's a very ancient power.
Yeah.
And I've exercised it a lot. Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to not do it anymore.
Wait, but does it change your vision?
I can see through walls when I pop my eyes out.
And do you pop your eyes out purely with your face or do you have to use your hands?
So have you seen Men in Black?
Yeah.
All right. So I got two aliens in my head. right? Yeah. And they pop my eyes out. So the thing about it is people are not going to believe me, man. People are like so like one-track mind. I'm not saying you guys are. No. I'm saying the internet is. Yeah, so I'm telling people I'm a fucking lizard. I'm a reptilian, and I definitely am not human. So that's how I can pop my eyes out. I'm not from this planet. Came here about 5 million years ago, and I've been here. And I'm fucking, that's why they say black doesn't crack.
Yeah. It is an ancient power. That's cool.
That explains a lot.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Have you been able to do that since middle school?
Yeah, I have. Whoa. I've been able to do it since birth.
Whoa.
My planet, yeah.
On your planet. That's
where I was from. I came out, hopped out the womb. Popped the eyes out.
Your eyes came first.
Bit my umbilical cord off.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you ever want to go back to your home planet or you've had
to go? I go back all the time.
Oh, all the time?
Yeah.
Cool. Has your son been there?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's got to get to the right age.
He's a hybrid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's half human, so.
Yeah.
We don't allow half humans.
Oh,
to
you
back.
Kind of have a bit. Your planet's a little bit
can't take
problematic.
Okay, I can't take Cubans there. They don't like humans.
No Cubans?
Humans.
Okay. But I guess no Cubans either, because Cubans.
No Cubans either.
Cubans are human as well. Yeah.
They don't like Cubans or humans.
Do you have any kids?
I do not.
Do you want kids?
I do.
Mm. Mm.
How many?
Two.
Two. Okay. That's good. That's a good number.
When?
Can you imagine, like, so many, I mean, you know, even my generation, you know, I have four siblings. My mom is one of seven. Can you imagine having seven kids these days? It seems insane.
It's a lot of kids.
It's too many.
Yeah. I could do it.
Seven kids?
Yeah.
You could have seven kids today?
I could raise maybe seven kids. I don't know about birthing.
Right,
seven
that's a
children.
Tough.
Mm.
That's
yeah,
a
that's a lot. Mm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
of children. Wait, I never asked. You never answered. What do you do for fun? How do you spend your Friday nights?
I mean, I like to stay home. I like to go out. Sometimes I like to go to the, you know, the scene. It's LA, so there's always a scene.
Like a club type vibe.
Yeah, like the secret clubs. Like I love to find secret. Like a hidden door, a hidden door club.
Yeah.
You know that like.
Yeah.
What do they call those speakeasies?
Yeah. I think to make speakeasies, more money, the DMV should become that at
I
night.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I think that would be really cool.
And you like have to show your ID to get in.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. It's got the space. Yeah.
It's unused. You know, on the weekend.
It's about bringing in the right energy. You know.
Yeah.
And then when you come in for business, it would feel so much better. In there.
Yeah, because you'd be like, man, last weekend I went crazy in that booth.
Yeah, all the people would know. It'd be like sweat and glitter.
Yeah.
Left over on the counters.
I'm over here like, what did I get myself into? I'm just in a fucking podcast on the side of the street.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Is this going on YouTube?
It will. Yeah.
Is this going on Instagram?
It might.
It's going to
I'm
the
fucking flag you guys.
Yeah.
For what? For awesome content. No,
I'm talking shit. This is actually pretty cool. I want my dollar too.
Yeah, we'll
give
it to you.
I want $2.
You get it. Okay.
Actually, it's $4.
I feel like the second we let them go, we're gonna get shut down.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, these people have been. You know, she's been pretty nice.
Well, the funny thing is that guy took a sticker earlier, and he was like all stoked on us. But then I think maybe his bosses are like, this ain't happening.
I was gonna say, have you been here before?
What's with the camera guy? What's the camera guy's name?
Okay. That's Jens.
That's Jens.
We did this here 5 years ago in 2019 at this DMV.
What kind of camera is that?
We've been doing
what
this for 5 or 6 years.
That's an iPhone.
Why don't you guys got a 13? Fucking GoPro, man?
You know why? Because we're in public and we don't want to get shut down, and that's really chill.
It's like low key.
Low key. Yeah. Like honestly, people don't even know that we're filming. Half
you guys
time.
Are smart podcasters.
Yeah.
The table and the cord.
Yeah, we've done it all. We do real low key. You know.
What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal, I guess, is to be happy.
Yeah.
You
know?
Are you happy
that?
Now?
Yeah. I'm pretty happy. Yeah.
That's okay. Cool.
So you did it.
I could die now and be like.
Cool.
You know. For
I
sure.
would do that too if you died.
Yeah. Good. I wouldn't want you know anything else. I really wouldn't.
No, so. Because she was happy. She lived a good life.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a point in your life where happiness was hard to come by, or have you been always pretty happy?
Yeah. No.
You struggled.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Life can be a struggle.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you found some. I don't know, a good spot.
Yeah, found that place where you just decide to be happy, and you're like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable talking about the hard place you were in?
Yeah. It was hard.
Go for it.
It was rough.
Why was it hard?
Because I guess I didn't fully understand why happiness was a choice at the time. Yeah, and so I was stuck in the nowness of it, but not really in the now. So, So I think just deciding. Like my mom has always told me, my happiness is not your response. She's like, your happiness isn't my responsibility. Your happiness isn't anybody's responsibility. I don't deal with feelings. And I never really understood it. And then it came to a place where I'm like, oh, okay. So my happiness is a choice. It's a responsibility for myself. So now every day I just sort of do my best for going towards that path. But I'm happy at the end of the day. I'm happy because I'm here. I'm just happy. I'm just going to constantly be happy. Yeah, just choose happiness.
Mm.
And then everything else that rolls by, I let that be and roll by in that moment, but I know that my grounding place is to be happy. Yeah, so
that's
important. I just chose happiness. Yeah, some people choose peace. I know some people who don't want to be happy. They want to be at peace because they don't like, because if I'm not, when I'm not happy, when I experience a different emotion, it's a change for me. Like some people, if they're not happy all the time, when they have a sad moment, they can kind of just deal with it. But for me, a sad moment is very dramatic because it's very opposite of my happy moments.
Right.
So it's very dramatic and it might be a lot, but then I'm going to get back to being happy and I'm going to allow myself to get back to being happy again. Yeah. So,
but sometimes life is all about that balance and going, experiencing both, you know?
Definitely. Facts. You're going to experience both for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Facts. And how about you? Goals?
Shit.
Good goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty stoned. I'm thinking how I got myself into a random podcast on the side of the fucking road.
Not expecting
this. It happens. It happens to the best.
And I normally don't do podcasts for free, which is kind of crazy.
We're giving you a dollar, brother.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is the cheapest podcast I've ever. But it's also like a freelance podcast that I came on. So I guess it's like, cool. I get a dollar. And I get a little bit of publicity. Who knows where it goes?
Who knows, man?
My goal's sell a fucking million records, man. I'm not.
Oh, you make music too?
I do make music. I'm a rapper.
How can people find your music? The same name you said?
Chef Boy Bones.
Chef Boy Bones on Spotify?
Chef Boy Bones on Spotify. Chef Boy Bones on Instagram. Chef Boy Bones on TikTok.
And there's a Z in there, right? At the end?
There's a Z in there.
Okay.
I'm a fucking rapper. Yeah, I'm one of the hottest out the A18.
I like that.
Sheesh.
The Valley.
Valley Boy.
Nice.
Any rappers in the Valley think they got flows? Hit me up on a DM, on the Instagram. I'll battle rap anybody.
Do you freestyle?
I do freestyle.
Online? Like on TikTok?
I freestyle anywhere.
Really?
Like Instagram. Right here?
Remember, times was bad. We ain't had no cable. Couldn't get a dollar. Pockets wasn't stable. I walk inside your business, show you what that K do. Getting money now, and I'm screaming, fuck a label. I'm
walk around
up
the sidewalk till you stumble upon a podcast table.
I did stumble upon a podcast table. I didn't think it was real. I thought the shit was a fable.
Ooh.
Sitting down, microphone connected to cables. I'm like a horse running fast out the stable. And lady looking like she wanted me to be quiet. Sitting down, I'm fresh. I'm so stylish. I'm on the track. I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm wilding. Nails, fingers down. I'm not filing. Wow. No taxes. Hit them with the axes. They not up in my bracket. Look at this guy's crack. Shit. Need to pull his pants up. Hit him with the 9 and make him pick his mans up. I'm done with this podcast. Give me my dollar, man.
All right.
So I can make a jam.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for being here.
Awesome.
No, that was I really don't want the dollar, but I did enjoy the podcast.
No, we love having you. You have to take it. Donate it. Do something with it. Just, you know.
Podcast. Woo! Shout out podcast. But outside, it's your boy Chef Boy Bones. We're in Glendale right now.
Give the dollar to that mean lady. See if it cheers her up.
Oh, my God. You guys are so getting kicked out.
No, she's actually really cool. She's been fucking with us the whole time.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah.
Podcast, but outside.
What's that?
You guys from the Valley?
No, we live, like, just on the other side of the Valley, but, you know.
Where's the other side of the Valley?
Like Los Feliz area.
Oh, you one of those guys. You guys are like them Silver Lake guys.
I know. Those are like, oh, wow. Okay.
I can tell by the swag.
That's where we live.
You got the Silver Lake swag.
So I'm over there on the other side, so I have to pass through there to get to L.A., and I'm always like, what is this random, like, air? But it's so cool. It's so groovy.
Los Feliz is by
and the mountains.
Yeah,
I've never been to Los Feliz.
No, you have. We've, like,
it's right by Silver Lake. Yeah, they're next to each other.
Yeah, like, you drive through it.
I feel
randomly
rich right now. I got a fucking dollar for nothing.
Yeah.
For just talking shit.
That's what it's all about. But you
goes.
Guys are great guests. We really appreciate both of you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you guys going to be next?
I don't know. We have to go to Austin next week for South by Southwest.
Well, I'm going to see you in Austin.
Are you going to be there?
I might be there.
Hit us up.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm actually not going to be there. If I don't go to Spanibus, This is Cannabis Cup in Spain.
Oh, that's cool.
If I don't go there, then I'll be in Austin.
Okay.
Well, but yeah, I'm going to follow you guys. I want a dollar.
Hit us up. Yeah.
I'm going to
get
rich off you guys.
We'd love for you to
get it. Is it a dollar every podcast?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we'll send you clips if we make some clips of you. We'll let you know.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll follow you guys back.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate both of you.
Yeah, thank
you. Take care. I'm Andrew. This is Cole, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Cole.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you both. You were lovely. Yeah.
Thank you for giving me the pink microphone.
Of course. It matches your lipstick. It looks great.
When I saw it, I was like,
It looks great, and you guys both look nice, and enjoy the day. Congrats on getting the DMV done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a chore.
Bye-bye.
I got like 6 things done today.
See you guys.
There we go.
Bye-bye. All right.
Wow. Let's see.
See you guys. Take care. Oh, she's smiling. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
You want to talk to us? No worries. Hope you did everything you did at the DMV.
What time is it?
We've only been 30 minutes.
Okay. Let's take a break to thank our sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll see if we're being shut down.
Yeah, that might be happening. Let's do an ad.
Oh my God, I've been dying for this sponsor
for
years. Because I've been using it for years, and I've been so pissed that it hasn't sponsored us yet.
Cole's been really excited about this, and we're talking about Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. You've eaten this forever.
Dude, I've been doing it, honestly, like probably 2 years now. It's all I eat. I don't have time. Look, cooking is for saps.
Yeah.
It's a time waster.
It's
I don't
true.
Cook. I can't cook. I can't. I buy ingredients and it rots in my fridge.
No, he wants restaurant quality meals. It'll only take 2 minutes.
Yeah. I straight up. It's fresh.
You like their smoothies too, right?
I like their smoothies. I get their protein shakes.
Yeah.
Every morning, that's what I eat for breakfast. A protein shake and a banana.
I mean, I see this stuff getting delivered truly every week to you.
Yes.
For years.
Big boxes.
What's one that you like? You had one recently, right?
Oh, yeah. I like the jalapeno and lime chicken. And it comes with like...
cheddar, right?
Yeah. It's like cheddar, but it's not carby potatoes, but it's... what's the word?
Cauliflower?
Cauliflower, yeah. Oh. It has like a cauliflower base.
I saw you eating a chicken Alfredo pasta one time.
Oh, yeah.
Broccoli on
big
it.
Big time. They you got like pastas. It? If you're keto, they have keto options too.
It's great. Look, I've had a couple of them. They have some vegetarian ones that were really, really good.
Garrett Watts turned me
into it. And it's helped you with like your weight goals and your exercise
They're
goals.
They're pre-portioned. It's all good. It's all fresh. And it just tastes delicious.
When we traveled to
Kentucky. I brought of my Factor meals with me in my suitcase.
For the entire trip, he brought Factor meals. He brought ice on board, like ice packs.
I brought ice packs to
TSA was not happy.
No.
But you like it and it makes life simple for you.
Oh, absolutely.
And they taste good. Cole is like a walking endorsement for this. It's the best meal prep or the best meal delivery you've ever had, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/PBO50 and use code PBO50
to get 50% off.
That's code PBO50 at factormeals.com/PBO50 to get 50% off. Truly, take a look. It's a great product that Cole has been subscribed to for years. So check it out. Get some food. Thank you, Factor. Now we'd like to thank ZocDoc. Are you that one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself?
Yes.
It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. You know, you opt for that extra legroom seat on the plane because vacation starts now. I know how that goes. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health, after all, which is the most important thing. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews.
So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
I've used this before. It's really easy.
Yeah.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Who's got time to drive?
No. You don't have to. Well, the appointments could be online or they could be in person.
Yeah.
It's either way.
I was just talking even regardless of...
Oh, just in general. That's a general thing?
Yeah,
it's hard to drive. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. You can compare to find someone that's going to treat you the way you want to be treated.
So true, queen.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for, whether it's acne or pimples or... Yeah.
Or health stuff.
Health.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments.
So hot.
ZocDoc is great. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/outside and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find a book a top rated doctor. That's ZocDoc.com/outside. ZocDoc.com/outside. Look, you got to take care of your health. This is an easy and free way to do it. Check it out, Queen.
Okay, welcome back. Yeah. It looks like this lady's approaching us. I think if we just pretend to keep talking, she won't want to interrupt. So if we just keep kind of like
and this
going
guy's
and zoning.
Here.
Hey,
sir,
guy.
How are you?
I like your hair.
Looks nice.
It looks real nice.
Yeah, she's got a pit. She's writing notes on a little legal pad. It's very interesting style.
Maybe she's like taking notes on like how to do like a podcast.
Podcast. Yeah, she might just be learning from us. Yeah. Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, hello.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, but I think if we just keep going, if it looks like we're physically talking, like see how I'm going like this.
It's like she's like writing us a ticket.
We're like engaged.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's a good
like,
point. Yeah,
I think like more just animated, kind of more like.
And why do you do that?
Because it looks like important.
And how does
like
it make you feel?
It's like I'm in the middle of a valid point that she doesn't want to interrupt.
Right. I mean, I get that. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the listeners, we're like sort of like
just
she's waving at us. Yeah. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I just had a question.
Sure. Yeah.
Did you guys just move back that way because of our elderly?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Can you just go like to the corner?
Yeah. Yeah. We can move down to there. Sure.
Yeah.
This right here is like.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to get hurt. No worries. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, we're almost done anyway. We got like 20 more minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
We'll move.
Can you film that? This guy, John.
What's up?
Are you guys taking people to sit there?
Yeah. Please come sit down.
Yeah,
come park and hang. All right.
We're going to move.
Yeah, we'll move. No problem. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Thank you for helping us move. What is your name?
Oh, my name's Revan.
Revan.
Revan, from the car. You were driving.
Yeah, like Revan your car, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Were you at the DMV?
No, I was actually, I had to help out my old high school drop off some things.
Oh, what were you doing? Where were you dropping off?
I had to drop off like these baseball helmets for like coaching. Because I work at John Burroughs in Burbank.
That's a high school, right?
Yeah, and so they were playing Hoover right now for baseball, and they asked me to do that favor. So I was taking the streets back because Google said it was, like, super traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stumbled on us.
No, seriously, yeah, because I seen your guys' TikToks.
Oh,
I'm like,
cool.
No way I might run into these guys one day.
And then here you are.
Here I am.
That's
no,
awesome,
seriously.
Revan. Wait, so you teach baseball?
Yeah, I coach after school, and then during the day I work at the high school as a instructional aide for the special needs program at the high school. Yeah.
So you used to go to that high school?
Yeah, it's weird.
Is that a trip to work there?
Oh, no, yeah, seriously, because some of my teachers, like, are still there, and I can't, like, they want me to call them by their first name, and I still can't do that. I'm like, oh, hey, Mr. Thompson, I still gotta, no, I can't
Now
call
you're
them.
A colleague.
Yeah, Whoa. I can't call him Gary, like, it's
right.
weird to call him that, yeah.
Whoa, so are you, like... How did you know as a student that you'd end up working there?
If you told me 6 years ago I'd go back to my old high school and work there, I'd laugh in your face and call you a weirdo. But
why? What did you want to do back then?
I mean, like, who wouldn't want to be a professional athlete?
Right.
Oh.
I was actually like going to school for business, so I was thinking I was working in like the Big Four or any kind of corporate job. But the problem with those is that around here it's all like pyramid scheming or just scamming.
Scammers.
Yeah. Whoa. So like literally I walked in on a pyramid scheme, I didn't even know it.
Whoa.
Yeah, because of the job interview, it was like, okay, why are they pulling two other people, me and this other person, in a separate room, and they put the six other people in another room, and they had their interviews like that. It was like 5 minutes, but me and this other guy, we were in the room for like 3 hours.
Why?
Yeah, and I had no idea why. And then they kept calling me back, and I ended up having to block their number.
What?
How'd you figure out it was a pyramid scheme?
So the building was really shady. So the company, I don't even know I forgot the name of the company, but I was like, okay, go to this building. And then strangely enough, some guy escorted me to my car, like to the building, and like was like, oh, okay. And then I looked for the directory, and you see on the directory of those buildings, nothing was there.
Okay.
It was just like an empty slot for where their room is supposed to be.
They like rented it for the day or something.
Oh, it felt like it, yeah. Even the office space, like they're playing, I don't know if it's okay in corporate to start blasting YG and the Migos, but but they were playing that super loud. And then the boss comes out and it's like, oh yeah, this is a meeting. Like we're having a fun meeting. I was like, it's a Tuesday morning. Like what do you mean you're having fun at 8 o'clock in the morning with, I mean, I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Whoa.
And they took me with, I had bleached my hair at the time, and I'm thinking like, oh, no way I'm getting in with bleached hair. And they're like, yeah, we actually appreciate your bleached hair and showing up.
They said that?
It was so weird.
What did you apply for?
Yeah, what was the job?
It was supposed to be this management training position, But then my question was, like, why am I getting involved with sales? Like, they're asking me to make sales and make phone calls. And I was like, ooh, this doesn't feel right. That didn't sit right. Because of the,
so they want you to scam people, basically.
Yeah, they wanted me to scam people in hopes of becoming my own manager of scamming.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that doesn't, that's not really morally correct. It's not a good thing for society.
Right.
Damn.
So now you, but now you scam special needs students?
I mean, I like to think I like to be a good educator. Oh, okay, Sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it. Because I know for sure I'm having rough days, but I just put on this fake smile like, hey, I'm doing okay, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's consistent for them. Like, they'll be able to see that, oh, you know, I may be having a bad day, but my teacher or instructor's having a great day all the time, so I can feel safe in, like, a safe space.
That's
in the
great
room.
How did you get into working with special needs?
It started with, like, my old high school coach hitting me up, asking me if I wanted to coach, and I kept telling him, nah, I'm not ready to go back. And he called
me. Baseball, you're saying, right?
Yeah, baseball, okay, cool. And he called me 3 times, like, weekly. It was like, I told him no, and he called me back a week. I'll give you 1 week. Calls me back a week exactly, second time. And it's like, how about now? I'm like, no. And then third time around, I was really smart and said, how about you give me a job in the school? And he goes, give me 5 minutes.
Whoa.
5 minutes goes by, calls me right back. He's like, all right, you're going to work in the special needs department as an instructional aide. Pick up your paperwork. See you Monday.
Whoa.
And I was just like, oh.
So you basically got 2 jobs all at once.
Yeah, 2-part jobs make a full-time job.
Yeah.
So I guess that's how it works. And then throughout the job, I learned that I think connecting with the kids is super important to me. And being
in which context? Both contexts?
Yeah, both contexts. Just being a positive role model for them. Because I want them to have a better life than me.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the bad rap about special needs is, like, they're special. But, no, like, they are normal just like me and you. We just got to give them different accommodations or prepare for them differently. And they just want to have their voice heard. And I love giving them a platform to have their voice heard.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
Thank
you. Are the special needs, is it anything specific or does it range across the spectrum?
Yeah, it's mild to moderate. So I'll usually have a few kids that are like slightly autistic, or I'll have a kid who's got severe ADHD, or a kid that's got anger management issues. And honestly, I have some kid who may be battling a disorder that I don't even know about. It just says on this education plan that, hey, this student feels this way, so accommodate them this way. Or even like one of my students, I read to them. Like on the test, like I'll take them outside and like, hey, can you read this to me? That's all they need. It's it's not anything different.
Do you think they appreciate you being young and you having gone to that school?
Oh,
and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Because like it's this problem with education where it's the old guard and the new guard. Like the new guard of us young educators trying to come in. But the old guard's like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do this. And that scares everyone away. So all the students think like these teachers are like these old farts, and all the new teachers get scared away because, well, I can't get a job because you're holding my job.
Yeah.
And so that tenured in the union, all that crazy stuff.
Yeah. That makes
interesting.
Sense. So you're kind of bridging that gap a little
bit. I would like to think I'm like in the middle for them, where like I'm more of like an older brother. Like I'm gonna hold you accountable, but at the same time I'm not an old fart where I'm gonna like stick by the rules. Like I get, because I've been in your shoes before. I'm not too far off from you.
Yeah,
I mean, your name is Revin. I mean, that's pretty cool,
dude. No, thank you. Yeah, it's probably one.
How do you spell that?
R-E-V-I-N. So it's just Kevin, but you'll slap a little R instead of a K.
Where'd that come from?
So my parents thought it was funny. Like my mom thought it was like Irvin, like Irv, like a, and then my mom's like, oh, I'll get bullied if I'm named Irvin, so we'll make it Revin. But then I ended up still getting bullied, so it doesn't matter any either way.
But you seem like a cool kid. It seemed like it worked out, right?
Oh yeah, it turned out okay. I like to think it turns out okay. So now you remember me because my name is Revin. You don't hear a lot of those out
You've
there.
You've never met anyone else?
No, I heard Raven, but that's about as close as it gets.
Yeah,
that's so Revin.
Yeah.
That's so Revin.
That is so Revin. My 8th grade science teacher said she would watch a TV show called That's So Revin, and I would hold her to it.
And now you're working with her?
I actually emailed her like, hey, I'm at the high school now, and she told me she was really proud of me.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she never thought I would. I mean, she was crazy, but I mean, I'm glad she thinks enough I'm crazy to try to be an educator at least.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
That's
a future in education?
Yeah, so I actually just finished applying to like go back to school and get my credential.
Wow.
Because it's weird, because I went to school for business, so my bachelor's degree is in business.
Yeah.
My master's degree is in business.
Okay.
So now I gotta go back to school to get a master credential in
my.
Wow.
But you also wanted to be a professional baseball player?
I mean, I did, but hey, if the Savannah Bananas give me a call, I wouldn't be mad to like oppose to that, because I still do train like very intensely as if I'm going to do that one day.
Wait, is that like the lowest? Yeah. Who are the Savannah Bananas?
So the Savannah Bananas are like this super fun baseball group. Think of like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sit down? Yeah, come join.
Yeah,
we get another. Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And then you guys can be next if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Come sit.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, bluechew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but it's chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost.
Mmm. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Oh my God, I wish an opportunity would arise for everyone in the world. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
The best part? It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. I had a discreet package. I used to have a really discreet package.
Yeah, it used to be
then
tiny.
I started doing Blue Chew.
Yeah.
That's how you get a not a discreet package.
Exactly.
It comes in a discreet package, but your package won't be discreet.
Ooh.
That's a good way to think about it. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it for a month and see. You're going to love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Come on.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I hope to one day. You know.
Yeah, we're going to get there one
we'll
day.
We'll get there.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners.
Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code OUTSIDE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code OUTSIDE to receive your first month free.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, it's Andrew here doing the ad alone. Cole is in Florida focusing on his Florida stuff is what he told me, whatever that means. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? And now you listening, you can answer. Oh, wow, that's fascinating. You know, a lot of us wish that we had more time, but the question is, how would we spend that time? And the best way to squeeze that extra special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it and spend your time wisely. I go to therapy every week. It's really, really nice. I love talking to my therapist. I feel like it really just allows me to unpack my life in a way that makes the hours that I'm not in therapy more enjoyable and more free of the burdens of my own mind. Which is kind of nice. And I think everyone can benefit from therapy and figuring out things about themselves that they wish that they knew before they started therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/outside today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/outside. You get 10% off. You got to do it. I don't know how people do podcasts alone. I just miss my guy so much. Ugh, I'm going to call him. Hi. This is Revan. He's a guest and we're the hosts.
Hi.
Revan, nice to meet you.
Rel, great to meet you.
What's your name?
Rel.
Rel, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, put these on. You'll be able to hear.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I see Rel right there. It's your birthday?
Yeah.
Dude, happy birthday, dude.
Oh, it's Rel's birthday.
Look to the camera.
Awesome. Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. What did you do? So you went to Universal, I see?
Yeah, so I have the season passes, and it's one of those days where it's like, I'm really happy that my birthday is actually on a weekday, because you can go to the theme park and just no one's there.
Yeah, no, it's empty. No one's there at all.
Yeah, and they just give you a little button, and I guess like this was the year, like the 1 year anniversary of their like Nintendo Land thing. So they gave us another button on top of that.
Oh, dude, that is so sick.
Isn't it so cool? Yeah, me and my friends, we literally just went there for lunch.
You just hung out for a little bit.
Yeah, because the annual passes are actually really good.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that recently, because Disney just recently reissued their season passes or something like that.
Yeah.
I think the base minimum one is like $500.
Dude, I got the one in the middle where it's like $800. Oh my god!
Oh, you're a Disney adult?
Oh, you got it?
I like to think my mom made me a Disney adult. So shout out to my mom, she got me that pass. So I like to go there often.
That's cool.
I never went there when I was younger.
Really?
I thought it was overhyped.
So she's trying to make it up for you now?
Oh yeah, and totally. Like now that I'm an adult, I can experience I can drink at California Adventure, like Star Wars Bar. You can get a little drink there now.
Fun.
I hate how they put in parentheses 2-drink limit, but I mean, hey, just making the most of it out there.
Yeah.
At that point, they're just protecting your wall. Like, please do not drink more than two here.
Oh, absolutely.
We want you to spend money other places, not here, please.
Yeah.
How old are you turning?
I'm turning 34.
Whoa. Dude, that's awesome. Dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's a very awkward age of just because it's right in between the important ages, because I feel like once you turn 25, the only birthdays that matter, quote unquote, are just if it ends in a 5 and a 0.
Turn 25 next year, my birthday's that's the only one that's gonna matter. Every birthday after that,
I will tell you that I do not remember a single birthday between 25 and 30.
Oh,
I don't even think the 5 ones matter. I think only the 0 ones.
Yeah,
matter.
The 5s are just if you like to do stuff on your birthday, they can matter. But otherwise, it's just maybe 10 years.
Yeah,
sure.
But
yeah,
but I will say, if you turn 25 this year, your 30s kick ass. Like, I feel so much better in my 30s than I ever did in my 20s.
I feel good in my mid-20s right now.
Yeah. You're like going to be even better, then brother.
Promise?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Did you learn more about yourself? Have you learned more about yourself in your 30s?
I think in my 30s, it was a little bit of that. And I think, I don't know, something like around when I turned like 29, 30-ish, something kind of clicked where I just fully stopped caring how I was perceived by other people.
Oh yeah.
Something turns off around that age where it's just like, I am fully gonna do whatever I want to do.
That's cool. Absolutely.
And that's it, and that's the end of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So did you
and
decide-
just by the way, everyone in the comments, please perceive him and write negative stuff. just write a bunch of perceptions.
Yeah.
He gives you full permission.
Just perceive.
Perceive them, but yes, that's fine. No,
I'm kidding. Perfect. I'm kidding. Everyone's gonna love you.
Oh, perfect.
Wait. So you decide to top off your special birthday by saving the best for last, the DMV.
Dude, absolutely. That is crazy. That's absolutely the number one ride in America.
Oh yeah. Like, if your favorite part of a theme park is lines and you go to the DMV, you're having the best time of your life.
You actually get a lot of practice waiting in line at the DMV for those rides.
Exactly. Like, it trains you.
Yeah. Wait, why are you going to the DMV?
No, I'm not going to DMV. My friends that I came with, they live in the apartment, like right down
They're
the street
DMV
over there.
They're DMV adjacent.
Exactly. So like through osmosis, we're nearby the DMV.
I get it.
And like, we're literally driving by here and I see literally the back of your heads and I'm like, I know what that is. I know exactly what that is.
I drove right there and I was like, no way it's these people.
Yeah, exactly. No way. Wow. I know exactly what this is. Mm. So we made an entire loop around the block. Exactly. And we parked right here.
Dude, hot dude. Same.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. It's funny that at the DMV episode, two people in cars are on our show.
Who would have thought? Yeah. Who would have thought?
That's so perfect.
Oh my God.
Do you have any evening plans for your birthday?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to dinner with my partner. We're gonna go to Little Tokyo. There is a new like Japanese style like hot pot place there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I had went to a couple weeks ago like on accident because I was kind of just wandering around trying to find a place to eat, and I did the dumb thing where I walked in and then I felt obligated to eat there because it was just empty enough that everyone was looking at me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, okay, well now I can't leave.
Whoa.
And it is like super like nice, like ultra like
good.
Like traditional style, like Japanese style hot pot. Like it was like a 4-course meal.
Whoa.
Like appetizers and like real nice like.
And you were solo last time.
I was fully by myself. I'm texting my partners like, I don't know how I got here, but I have way too much food. And everyone's very nice, and they poured me way too much to drink. So I might die here, but I'm going to die happy.
Yeah, wow.
That's awesome.
How'd you meet your partner?
It is the most, like L.A., like, queer experience I could ever describe. The most base way you can think of, like, two queer people in L.A. meeting is that we literally met in a Buffalo Exchange.
Oh, funny.
And we were both just shopping and talking at the time.
Yeah.
And they had given me their number.
Like, had they just sort of like, here's
just
my number?
Just straight up, just here's your number.
That's cool.
And we're talking about, and they had literally never done that before.
Whoa.
And I was just like, all right, because
what's their name?
Their name's Michelle. Michelle.
They did that with me, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it worked the first time, and now they're doing it all over the place.
It's like, all right, we got to make sure, like, if this is a tried and true method.
Gave you their number.
Yeah, and then I texted them, you know, and things really, like, clicked super well. It's only been, like maybe 5 weeks.
Oh, pretty new.
You're
already partners, though.
I mean, it's one thing where like there's no gender neutral like way to like do it otherwise, but like partner.
But I mean, you're like you want like you're not dating other people. You're like, or you maybe
it's exclusive.
Pretty much,
it's getting there.
And that was like literally like this past like over this past weekend. Really,
okay,
we're both looking at each other and being like, I don't know how we got here, but we both like something just meshed really well.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
It's one thing where it's like you know I've been dating for a while. It's been. Oh God!
Oh God!
Like I'm trying to think like the first time I had like a quote unquote like girlfriend or whatever partner, and I don't think I was literally like 12.
Wow,
so, dude, you are a lucky person, man.
Oh my God!
I wish I had that luck like you.
I am bestowing all the leftovers.
Dude, no, seriously, I need the luck. I'm so heartbroken.
Are you heartbroken right now?
No, yeah, seriously.
What's going on?
No, so what happened was like I was seeing this girl. I think it was like you know that whole 3 month rule thing.
Okay, I don't know.
3 month rule thing?
Yeah, the whole three month rule, like the girl figures out in 3 months whether she likes you or not.
Yeah.
Oh, we got there, and then I swear, like, you know how when you talk about something really great, you don't want to get like shit on
because it's
going really good.
You don't want to oversell it.
We freaking oversell it.
Oh,
and then
no.
I thought our last date wasn't our last date because I literally looked her in the eye.
Oh, so it was her that broke it off?
Yeah, I looked at her in the eyes like this. I said, hey, like, this isn't the last time, like, I'm seeing you, right?
What?
And she said yes.
Wait, what?
And then, like, dude, 48 hours go by, right? 48 hours go by, no call, no text, nothing. I actually end up calling her, and it's kind of sucks because you think of the thing, like, right person, wrong timing. But she goes, yeah, I just don't think, like, you know, this felt really different.
Oh my God.
And that, like, so just sorry, shattered me. I literally was like, because I never, like, opened up to any person like that before just because, like, it's really hard for me to do that. So, I was whispering all the right things because I told her, like, hey, thank you for making me, like, feel, like, to be able to fall in love again. Like, told her all the nice things. And
what do you think? She just got scared?
I have no idea. I wish I could know, but then she detached herself from me entirely. I'm talking, like, unadded me on every single social media. Wow. I'm even afraid to, like, give her a phone call. Like, I'm so scared. I'm really afraid.
Hopefully you didn't, like, leave anything, like, at her place or, like, forget anything in, like, a car or whatever.
I mean, I just gave her everything I possibly could, and that was, like, my point to her. It was, like, I'm going to give you everything I got every single day, and whether it's, like, works out or not. And I told her I fully knew the risk of what was going to happen. But I didn't think this was going to happen based on the math. Like, look at it on paper. It's like, wow, you like this, you like that. I almost think it's like a soulmate.
What?
Like, yeah, we were that connected where, like, she just understood me really well. And it wasn't really that hard. It was just like.
Well, I'll say this. If it was meant to be, she wouldn't treat you like this.
Exactly. I wish I could just talk to her again. It's not even that. It's like, hey, like, you left. Like, it's just cold turkey. Like, not even a.
Like, I think she must have gotten scared or something. I don't know.
Was there really any clearer explanation from her just other than she just like said it wasn't working out?
It just wasn't. She didn't feel right about it.
Oh, and that's the worst.
And like, I accept that as like adult conversation. Yeah. You have those grown conversations. Like, oh, okay, I respect that. Like, but damn, I always sat there thinking like, wow.
Oh, how long ago was this?
This actually happened like 2 weeks before my 24th birthday in January.
Damn.
Oh wow.
Because I was actually thinking about buying because the problem is she was in Maryland.
Ooh.
That's like opposite points of the country, and then she was like, you know, Maryland, LA.
That's it.
So I was gonna buy a flight. Oh, I saved myself about $1,200 for the flight and the hotel. I was like, oh,
you're too young to be in a long distance relationship. Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Did you ever meet in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five times. Yeah.
You're too young to be long distance, though. I'm telling you.
It may seem
like that's the right person for you, but just by the fact of her living in Maryland, it ain't right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah.
I was in a long distance relationship in college, and it was fine, but it's just like, why would you do that as a young person? It ain't right. What day's your birthday? January what?
January 26th.
Mine's the 30th.
Dude. Yeah, Aquarius?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Damn. Well, you will find someone.
I hope so. Local. I really do. I've been, like, actually just investing in my own energy and hoping that, like, pays off. But sometimes it comes in for the wrong reasons.
If anyone watching this wants to date
What kind
Revan,
of people are you interested in? What are you
I'm just really good. I mean, the joke is because I'm Filipino, so I would love, like, a Filipino one. But as long as she has, like, a
See
good
you guys.
Heart.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, like, a good heart. Like, I think that's in the right direction. And just understanding that I live, I think, a pretty fruitful and busy life. And my goal is to not, like, you know, make two halves become whole. It's more like I have my whole, you have your whole, and we're trying to really interconnect. And
my ex-girlfriend is half Filipino. Should I hook you guys up?
I mean, that's
same with mine.
Half Filipinos.
Yeah, a quarter.
A quarter.
She's a quarter. Yeah.
Together, we can hook both of them up. Get you three quarters of
the way there, or whoever's wholesome. Anyone wholesome that is not going to break my heart. Seriously.
If you want it, straight up DM us, and then you DM us, and we'll connect you.
I think we
might be able to get you a date.
I hope so.
I think we could.
I've been looking for a date for God knows how.
Wait, what's your Instagram? People will message you.
Just my name, Revan Diego, R-E-V-I-N Diego. I'm private though, so should I just be like public for this then? Or
they see what you look like. They can DM you if they want to.
Okay.
Okay. Messages.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
But if you're too shy to DM him, just DM us and we'll set it up.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
That'd be crazy if, like, I go back to, like, a wedding and then it's like you guys are the reason why I'm getting married.
And we do weddings too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, people book us for weddings. We've done like 15, 20 weddings. Yeah.
That's good to know.
I'm going to have that in the back of my head.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get married because of our podcast.
But
you're too young to get married. You ain't looking for that.
Oh, heck no. I just want to build, like, a meaningful future with someone. And if marriage is cool, that's cool. If not,
are you full Filipino?
Yeah, I am full Filipino.
Have you ever gone back to the Philippines?
No, it's just
I know you're not. You were probably born here.
Yeah,
but
it's just hard because, like, I have a ton of family out there. So when we go out there, my mom says we're going to stay there for, like, 3 months.
Right.
And it's, like, all my family's out there. And, I mean, they're slowly migrating over here.
It's also interesting because it's, like, you know, a lot of people, like, I have friends who are Filipino, I have friends who are Cuban. Like, their families left those countries under circumstances that maybe weren't great.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. they were trying to escape for a better yeah. life. So then when your kid is like, I want to go back, the parents are like, I don't want to go back. Like, yeah. I left that place. So yeah. it's a very complicated relationship.
Yeah, my grandparents left because they wanted to build a better life for themselves. Totally. It's like, oh, they had my parents, and then they'll go, we're here. Like,
right. Oh, so your parents, yeah. have your parents been there, though?
Yeah, my parents have been there several times.
Okay, and they were born here.
Oh, yeah. Or my mom was born there, and she came over here when she was, like, in her mid-20s, and then my dad was born here.
Wow.
So it's like a mix of both cultures. Interesting. Where my dad has visited several times, but my mom has lived that experience.
Right.
I'm so grateful that they built that better life for me.
Yeah. yeah. But you got to go and connect with your heritage.
No, I miss them so much. Like, yeah. I think a FaceTime on Facebook Messenger does, like, not do it enough.
With the family members. That
yeah, like, it just sucks because, like, I feel like I should be there in person.
Yeah, you got to see what their legs look like.
Oh, yeah. No, they have really big legs. Oh,
you cool. do, too. Oh, baseball, thank you. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I work out a lot. Ooh, that's yeah, also
it
why.
Seems like it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
If you want a buff Filipino guy, hit up our boy Revan.
But I'm only 5'8", though, so, but that's okay.
That's
right?
tall.
That's okay. Is that tall? Because I feel like that's short.
That's taller than average.
That's
normal.
That's good. Taller than average.
Yeah.
I was told short my whole life. So.
No, I don't think that's short. Especially because you're buff. You're looking good.
Dude. Yeah. I feel a lot better about myself now.
Yeah. We're
ever since I sat down in this chair, I feel a lot better.
We're trying to gas you up.
Yeah, you guys made me feel really good about myself lately.
Hell yeah. Man.
That's the goal.
You deserve it.
Oh, dude.
And you don't need that because you already got a partner. You're fine.
I mean, I keep my fingers
crossed.
I want
the good energy from you. Seriously, I need that.
I'm sending everything I can your way. Please, I do hope for the best. Yeah, because like, it's definitely things where it's like, it's so interesting seeing like other people's like relationships. Like,
yeah.
And like, because like my friend group is relatively spread out in like age differences. Like between the oldest and the youngest. So I'm the only oldest, and the youngest friend is like 10 years of difference.
Mm.
And the rest of my friends are kind of somewhere in the middle. And almost all of my younger friends have had like are in like long multi-year like living together relationships but like I'm the one that's like the chronically single one,
right?
Yeah.
But now I'm here, I'm just like, okay,
see how this develops.
Yeah, yeah. And we're both definitely in that moment of just like we can both tell that something good is happening, but we are both enjoying this way too much.
Yeah.
Like we cannot like burn this out in like in like 2 months. Yeah. Like we gotta just like like relax, like let it go, like
let
do this thing. And cool. Yeah, so like, yeah, so I'm probably, so like after this, I think I'm going to drop off my friends. I'm going to pick them up, and then we're just going to go downtown.
Oh, for your birthday, you're going to have dinner. Yeah.
Well, okay. You inspire me, man. Like,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Seriously.
And I believe in you too.
No, seriously. Yeah. Cause you inspire me where like, it's like when I hear other people and how they come about and they meet their partners, it's just so inspiring me because it pushes me to be better.
Exactly.
To look deeper within myself to discover what I really want, who I want to be with.
It's definitely one thing where it's like, even in this age of just like, you know, online dating and like all stuff like that, sometimes you just kind of randomly meet someone.
Yeah.
And like, it's more of a benefit just like be social like that and just like talk to people and be willing to like have those conversations.
Hey, how are you?
10 out of 10, recommend.
You want to talk to us? All right. you guys are great guests. And also, I want to say, we have a normal rule in this podcast where typically people who are younger or our age are boring and annoying, but it's been all young people this episode. They've all been awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Truly. It's been a really good one.
No, seriously.
We try to talk to older folks because I feel like they often have more interesting things to say, but everyone was so awesome this episode.
Yeah.
So you guys were great. You're fantastic.
Yeah, this is so cool.
Yeah, this is a great, like almost like a core memory for me. I'm going to tell my friends
about it. That's beautiful.
It'll exist digitally for eternity. So.
Yeah.
Damn. Sure, let them know that the senior citizen lane is on that side of the thing. Because the one kicked us out for that reason.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a dollar for you. Happy birthday, Rev.
Thank you so much.
That's so awesome.
That's so cool.
And Revan, happy birthday to you in January.
Yeah,
thank
you so much. This is awesome.
This
thank
is
you.
So sick.
Wow. We're going to get you a date.
Oh, shit. I hope so. Please. Hey.
Yeah, we're going to get you a date. Let me get a little picture of you, a little close-up picture.
I've known this guy for maybe all of like 15 minutes.
It's been
15. Really nice, really nice guy.
Oh, awesome. Got it.
There it is.
There it is. There it is.
I do say this knowing that that your Instagram is private. I have not seen it, so I don't know what's really deep down there. I'm really hoping for the best.
You should send those to me. Maybe I might use it as,
We'll send them to you.
No, thank you.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. God, you're making my heart feel so full right now.
I'm so happy. I'm sending you a lot of all the energy, all the good energy.
Does that mean I have to send you a picture of, like, my partner, too, if that ever comes up?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we'll reconnect through all the socials and all that, and we'll get that all together.
Happy birthday. Real.
Yeah,
have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, take care.
Enjoy little Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Take
care. Thank you both for pulling over.
Thanks for your patience. You guys rock. Yeah, you guys rock. Yeah, take care.
Thank you, of course. Good luck.
Look at them. They're just loving each other now.
They're all loving each other.
Rel's friends.
Revan's meeting the friends.
Wow.
Wow.
We're hearing a review of our show while the show's still happening. Wow.
Wow. What a day.
What a day. You know, we definitely learned today that young people slap.
They can.
They can slap.
And today they did.
Yes.
And the DMV is a place to meet
young, cool, hot people. Young people can also flop, though.
They can flop or slap.
Right. I kind of feel like at the end of the day, everything can flop or slap.
Yeah. And if it doesn't flop or slap, then it is fleek.
Yes. And if you just gas it up,
then that's it can, then it's hella.
That's hella. Yeah, it makes sense. We love the DMV. We love the government. We love all government employees. And yeah, we love everyone who talked to us today. I'm Andrew. That's about it for me.
I'm Crash. And I think that's all I got.
I guess we'll just salute the flag and we can just end with the flag up there.
Reminded. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Thank you, flag. Thank you, America. Thank you, California.
Wow.
Whoa. You okay?
I'm not good at the phone thing.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice.
Why?
Because of the last night, all the talking.
Oh, yeah. You were screaming at those waiters.
We're in Austin. We did our podcast at South by Southwest. That'll come out eventually. And there's just a lot of conversation yesterday. I think my voice is gone from it.
It's crazy. From a podcast host, you complain about losing your voice.
Well, it was like a bar. You had to speak loudly at a bar.
Podcast. Yeah, I guess so.
Do you want to hold this? My arm. I'm losing my arm, too.
Losing your arm.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's better.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for watching or listening. DMV is great. Please support all government institutions.
They rock. Give your money to them. Always tip your DMV guys.
Oh, yeah. I tip them quite a lot. Most of my income goes towards my DMV guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us back.
Thanks for having us back. I'm in Florida right now.
I'm in
when
Los
this
Angeles.
Comes out.
Yeah. Tell a friend about the show.
Tell a friend about Florida, huh?
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We've been releasing lots of bonus content on Patreon. Tons of live shows. videos, exclusive videos of Cole burping like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Huh.
I found out yesterday, Andrew told me he's never seen Two Girls, One Cup.
I know. I just never saw it.
That's crazy.
Let's keep it like that.
No, I think maybe that'll be a Patreon video. It's Andrew watching Two Girls, One Cup for the first time.
Okay. I just avoided it.
Not
all right.
Anymore.
Thanks, everyone. Rock on.
Bye.
Bye. There's a table in the streets with the blue sign. I was asked to sit down by some white guys. They seem really nice and quick to break the ice. They told me they call it the podcast, but outside. This guy's looking through my hole right now.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.